Well, we've done things well all year, though. I think we were consistent pretty much trying to get cut down on some mental errors, some self-inflicted wounds. We did a pretty good job.
Space, positioning, when it's working, what's taking?
It's all those things, yeah. It's winning draws and getting the puck down the ice. It's blocking shots, and it's obviously the right reads, like you said, the spacing and the positioning. It's all involved. Ultimately, you want to give them probably the least dangerous play. And that, you know, when you're outnumbered, it's usually the best you can hope for. If you outwork them a little bit, you can make up for losing a man. We've done it well, so we should be able to do it well again and be consistent.
The chemistry that comes in the development with Jonathan, what do you see in him and why he's particularly effective now in this run?
Well, he can do things that not a lot of other guys can do. His magic with the puck, his lateral movements, you know, when he has the puck on the stick, he can create space for himself. He looks like he's covered, he's got two guys on him, and he comes away with the puck. It's pretty impressive. So I just try to get to a spot of support or to a spot near the net, because usually it's something good's going to happen out of that. In the last few years, I think even his first year and my first year here, we played together a little bit. It was, we always kind of had a general understanding of what the other player is going to do. We read off each other somewhat, I think, for never having played together. Now with Phil, we compliment each other pretty well.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it.
Along those lines, you did say you gave him a point back to what it was, say, during the full season
pressure. You did that?
Joe said that after the game.
Showed it?
Yeah. See him if he still got something left to get up to where he was for the playoff rush. Is that something to look forward to?
Well, I mean, I think the fact that he's 21 years old is something to look forward to. You know, he's getting better and better. It's going to be up to him how good he wants to be. He's committed.
In the years you've played, seen anyone with his skill set or the closest one that you remember playing with?
I mean, the way he can move laterally with the puck, you know, his acceleration, the way he can separate from guys, just this, he's got the puck on the string. It's impressive to watch. It's really unlike anybody else. He can create a lot. He wants to, so it's fun to play with him.
It was against St. Louis where PK started to show signs of leaking. I mean, he gave up three in that
game. Yeah, we did.
In St. Louis, and it had been kind of a rough stretch after that. Had a good performance in this last game. So, you know, how do you keep that going, and what were you able to do differently in this last game?
Well, you know what? We watched obviously the clips from that St. Louis game again today, and we gave up three, and I think the four that we killed off, we were really good. So I think it's that consistency. It's every penalty you got to get, and you got to kill 2 minutes. That's something that, you know, it's been there. It hasn't been just wave after wave of shots. You know, we've given up goals, but, you know, in the same game, we've killed a big penalty. We've done a good job. So it's something that we need to find our consistency. And it's, a lot of that's mental and a lot of that's attitude. But, you know, we've gone over it enough times. And I've explained it here enough times in the last 3 days. We just got to go out and do it.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.